Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
These chanting monks recently held a ceremony inside the Lin Sun Buddhist Temple in Worcester while thousands of people gathered outside. This small temple, which was once a single-family home and sits just off a main thoroughfare next to a donut shop, is the unlikely spot for the only New England stop on the world tour of what's called the Jade Buddha for Universal Peace. Dennis Troy of Worcester stopped by to see the almost 8-foot-high solid Jade Buddha statue and browse at the dozen or so Vietnamese vendor stands that have been set up nearby.
I love jewelry, and to look at a piece of jade that's been all hand-carved by an artisan out of respect for their religion, out of their sort of god, is an incredible, incredible thing to look at, no matter what religion you are, no matter what faith you are, even if you're an atheist. As a work of art, it's absolutely beautiful.
Valerie Sampson of Holden helped organize this Worcester visit and showed me around the day the statue was unveiled last week.
This is like the closest likeness to what they think of Buddha when they think of what Buddha looks like, with the sort of the half smile on his face, the Mona Lisa smile, I guess you'd call it, and the well, the long earlobes is a sign of wisdom in a Buddha thing anyway. Gold head, gold neck, the standard curly hair with a little top knot.
Sitting in a lotus position.
Sitting in the lotus position. The amazing thing is that this was carved from one piece of jade.
And it weighs?
4 tons. Valued at about $5 million, but I think it's hard to put a value on. How do you put a value on something like that? I don't know. And then it's just surrounded by all these fresh flowers and fruit and the incense. One of the things that people can do here is they can come and pay their respects to their ancestors. So that's why you'll see so much burning incense.
There are hundreds of people here today.
Yes.
From all over the place.
Yeah, and that's a small crowd. When they were in Houston, they had 100,000 for the opening ceremony.
You think you had a couple thousand here?
I'd say a couple thousand, yeah. Not a big crowd.
Now, what do you think this statue represents?
I don't know. I'm a Mennonite. I grew up as a Mennonite. And for me, there's something about Buddhism and about the whole, the Dalai Lama perspective of, you know, I'm just a simple monk and, you know, take whatever path you need to take to get to peace and contentment in your own mind. And for me, this resonates. I mean, I'm not worshiping a statue. I'm not even really worshiping. I'm just sort of respecting and appreciating what it represents, you know, the hope for universal peace, for people to be more peaceful, more content in their lives.
And it's the most unassuming place you could ever imagine. You're on a side street near
a
Honeydew Donuts across the street from a Toyota dealer. Yeah.
Yes.
Is this unusual for the statue to be in a place like this, too?
I think so. This is the smallest site that they've had. And people can come here and sleep, and oftentimes people do come and just sleep next to the Jade Buddha. Well, they do require security 24/7. I mean, but nobody's going to walk off with it. I think they sleep here because there's something about being near something that what it represents for them. Faith, it's a weird thing.
To see photos of the Jade Buddha, visit our website, wbur.org. The Jade Buddha for Universal Peace will be at the Lin Sun Temple in Worcester through next week.